It's an extremely difficult subject to talk about, but an important one. And this week, we're being encouraged to face the topic head-on as charities, organisations and families mark World Suicide Prevention Day. It's something Hayley Carroll and her family have tragically had to deal with. In May 2016, her little brother Samuel took his own life in Skipton. Since then, they've campaigned to raise awareness of suicide.
In 2014, we lost our dad to lung cancer, and it was a short disease, and he passed away in September. And since then, we didn't realise that Samuel had, like, gone really low and had a bit of depression. Somebody had posted, believe it or not, someone had posted on Facebook a picture of loads of police and ambulances, and then there were a lot of hearsay. And I don't know, I think we all knew in our hearts, like, we all started ringing each other up, like, where's Samuel? So we'd, me and his twin brother Stephen, we'd rush down to police station, and that's when they confirmed to us that it was Samuel. And then they later came about 11 o'clock that night to speak with my mum.
And so you said you sort of guys sort of knew something was wrong. I mean, obviously, if you knew how bad it was, you would have obviously, you know, helped him a bit.
Yeah.
But did, what were there any warning signs? Did you guys pick up?
No, it's a case of you think it will ever happen to you, and that's what happened in our case. Never in a million years did we ever think Samuel would do anything like that to himself. We're such a close family. If we knew, if we had a little bit of doubt that he were that low, then I don't know, we wouldn't be here today. Because, and Samuel's rainbow, because after a couple of days after Samuel passed away, a massive rainbow shone over the woodlands, and it was the brightest rainbow, and that's when it sort of clicked, like, this cannot happen to another family. This can't happen to, like, another big sister, so we knew something had to change. It's the initial speaking out, and that's what we urge people to do with the Samuel's Rainbow. We always, like, say, even though you're fed up, you've got to keep your head up, and even if you tell a stranger or write in a note, just get your feelings out there and let them be known to someone.
Do you think it's harder for young men?
Yeah, definitely, because there's just that stereotype, isn't there, that they're the bigger people, they're tough, they can deal with everything, when I think they are the weaker sex emotionally.
And then you said you never think Samuel would do something. Was that because was he quite like a bubbly guy, or quite strong?
He was just so down to earth. He was lovely. Smiley, happy. Like, he never moaned. He was just so chilled out, so kind.
And tell me a little bit more about Samuel's Rainbow. It's such a lovely story in terms of how you came up with that name and seeing the rainbow. But tell me about what it is you guys do.
It's just a campaign to just raise awareness within the community and, like, further afield. We need to get a story out there to help save someone, even if it's just one male. That's one family that we could potentially be saving. And it's just getting, like, both males and females, but we focus more on the males because they are 3 times more likely to commit suicide than females.
Just tell me a little bit about a video that you did recently and what that was about.
Yeah, we did. We like to do stuff and then post it on to the Facebook page. It's like Smile for Samuel and then posting the rainbows. And then one day we just wanted to do something that got the message out there that weren't too long. So we did a video with just words written on it and some photos. And it did really well. I think we got 30,000 views on it, and if you think about it, that's like 30,000 people, like 30,000 different families that hopefully we've got a message across.
And what were the words that you were holding up in the video?
It was just Samuel's story shortened down into words.
And so are you really pleased with sort of the response that had?
Yeah, it just got low. As soon as I posted it, I think it had like 200 shares within the first couple of hours, which it was shocking. Well, good shocking, though.
Obviously, the impact, you're a very close family, you're a big family. I mean, the impact that it's had on you guys, what has that been?
Well, it was a twin, so big impact on his twin brother. It's just shocked us, brought us all further, like, closer together. And we're more wary of everyone's feelings now. Like, we're just more there for each other.
So, World Suicide Prevention Day as well on Monday the 10th. What would be your... Is that your message, it's okay to not be okay?
We encourage that even though you're fed up, you've got to keep your head up. So we just like to spread that around. And we always say, after every dark day, you'll always see a rainbow. Because every time it rains, after every storm, there's always a rainbow.
And what would be your advice to families who maybe have a little bit of concern? Or is there anything families can do? I guess it's so hard because it's all about sort of opening up and encouraging people to open up. But what would be sort of your advice to families if there is a bit of concern about someone? Or
keep an eye out. There's lots of charities out there that give great advice. There's Mind, there's CALMS, and the Samaritans are absolutely brilliant. And the doctors as well. We just keep an eye on them, speak to them. Like, be patient with them, because depression, it's hard. Like, they feel trapped inside the head. So I think patience is a lot, and just letting them know that you're there.
Do you think that sort of mental health, and this is still quite a big taboo that we need to tackle?
Yeah, definitely. It is being spoken about a lot more than a good couple of years ago, but, yeah, it's nice to see awareness.
You can find Hayley's Facebook group by searching Samuel's Rainbow. If you're worried about yourself or a loved one, we have a list of support services at strayfm.com.